Today's episode is sponsored by Liquid IV. I work out every week, so it's important to stay hydrated. Plus, on top of working out, I've got a 3-year-old whose favorite after-meal activity is to run laps, like the little psychopath that she is. Clearly, I need all the hydration I can get. That's why I like to use Liquid IV for my workouts and just for my daily drinking. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. With 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the #1 powdered hydration brand in America. And I mean, yeah, vitamins and electrolytes are nice and all, but what about taste? They've got white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and my favorite, lemon lime. Tastes great to me. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code R/ at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code R/ at liquidiv.com. Welcome to R/, a podcast where I read the best posts from across Reddit. Today's subreddit is R/choosingbeggars, where someone is looking for a full-time live-in slave. Good morning. We need you to sign our terms and conditions in order to continue serving on our board and helping us on our mission to provide the community with much-needed services. Can you sign and return the document today? I'm sorry, but as we previously discussed, I'm not comfortable with the restrictive covenants, the non-compete, and the non-disclosure agreement. I will not be signing it. I don't understand your hesitation. This is a boilerplate agreement cooked up by our attorney. Everyone is signing it. I enjoy the organization and the help that it provides. I'd like to continue serving, but I'm firm that I will not sign. But we need you, your time, and your treasure. You can have them, but I'm not willing to sign something so restrictive just to continue my role as a volunteer and a volunteer leader. Let me touch base with our council and I'll get back to you. Okay, so I was really kind of confused on this post because as I was reading it, it sounded like a pretty normal conversation between like an employer and an employee. Obviously, if the employee wants to work at the company, then he's going to have to sign something. But then it turns out that OP is a volunteer and this organization wants OP to sign a document with a non-compete clause? This is just really bizarre and I'm with OP on this one. I wouldn't sign that contract either. Once an organization starts trying to say what you can do with your unpaid time, that's a big red flag.
Wanted, full-time babysitter. So, my babysitter just bailed last minute. I need care for 2 day shifts, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and 2 night shifts, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. This is every week, but the days may vary. 2 kids, ages 6 and 3. The 3-year-old is in her own daycare and would only need to be picked up by 4:30 p.m. Unless it's a weekend, then she'll be home as well. This will be a daily rate, not hourly, because it's full-time care. 40 hours a day for day shifts, because it's only 1 kid, except for a few hours after pickup. And $60 a day for night shifts and weekends.
Alright, so I had to do the math one on this one too, and a 12-hour shift divided by $40 comes out to $3.30 an hour. OP points out that in their country, minimum wage is $15 an hour, so why ever do this? You could literally go to any entry-level job and make 5 times the amount doing probably easier work. Our next Reddit post is from Interesting Ed. My aunt, who lives in Armenia, has a house with a big backyard, which she basically turned into a vegetable and fruit farm. Among her plants is a huge raspberry bush with loads of raspberries on it. One day she's out picking raspberries, and her neighbor sees her from her backyard. My aunt grows so much fruit that she basically lets anyone come in to pick however much they want and take home. The neighbor said,
"Wow, you're so lucky to have that many raspberries. I wish I could have some of those."
My aunt said, "Feel free to come in and pick some for yourself."
"Me doing that kind of work in this heat? No thanks. Can't you just give me some of those that you've already picked?"
My aunt refused. Good on her. Yeah, okay, so you're too good to pick free raspberries yourself
because it's hot.
But you'd happily accept them if my aunt picked them for you in this heat? Get out of here. Down in the comments, we have this contribution from Environmental Toe. We let our neighbors pick raspberries, and to this day, they complain about how their kids got cuts and scratches. Our next Reddit post is from DJ Devon. Everyone knows the cost of plywood is sky high right now at around $70 to $80 per sheet. My roofers just finished removing all the old shingles and installed underlayment. I hear my doorbell ring and then someone pounding on my door continually like it's an emergency. I answer the door thinking it might be the roof inspector or an emergency, but instead, it's two old ladies in their 60s with an old Cadillac parked behind my car in the driveway. They asked if they could have the sheets of plywood stacked behind my tree. It was not a trivial amount that they were asking for. I explained that my roofers haven't finished the roof yet, and what isn't used, they'll be taking back. They looked surprised that I was having roof work done, even though they were literally standing right next to a 20-foot dumpster by my front door filled with old, torn shingles. I mean, they literally had to walk around the dumpster to bang on my front door.
Then one of the women said, "You can give us two sheets. You're not using all of them. We want to build a porch."
Her audacity put me on my heels for a moment, but I was still kind to them because they claimed to live a block away and I just moved in 2 months ago. Again, I politely said that they couldn't have any of my plywood, but Home Depot has plenty for sale.
They said, "Yeah, but Home Depot wants like $80 a sheet though."
To which I replied, "I know, that's how much the roofing company charged me per sheet." That seemed to shut them up and they started walking back to their car. I have a fake cat figurine near my front door. It's quite lifelike at a distance. One of the two women turned around and asked,
"How much for the cat figurine?"
At this point, I'm starting to get upset at their pushy behavior and treating my property like a flea market. I say, "Sorry, it's not for sale. Have a nice day," and I close the door. I watch through the people to see them drive away, and I thought that was the end of this bizarre encounter. Later that night, as I'm leaving to go to the convenience store, I see a sticky note on the window of my car in my driveway that reads,
"I would like to buy this car," with a phone number.
They must have come back at night when I was at the store. WTF? My cat figurine now lives next to the back door. I've moved all the lumber to the backyard, and I'll be setting up security cameras. On this next post, OP is giving away free shelves. It's currently still available. First come, first serve.
Where are you located in Oregon?
I'm near Maumee Bay State Park.
Is that all you have for free? Just those shelves? Kinda far for a couple of shelves, if you know what I mean. But if you've got a couple of more free things, then that would be cool.
How is it that something that's literally free still isn't a good enough deal? Dude, it's free. What's the problem?
Hey, everyone. I'm looking for in-home childcare for my 2-month-old in blank. I currently work from home, but I need someone to come to my apartment and sit with him during work hours. You must be good with animals. We have 2 dogs and a cat, and the pay is $150 a week. The job is Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m.
8 to 4:30 is, I think, 8.5 hours. So 8.5 times 5 is 42.5 hours. So if we take $150 and divide that by 42.5, we get $3.50 per hour. Nice. Today's episode is sponsored by Noom. Dieting is tough. I know, I'm in the middle of one. I'm 20 pounds down and I still got a lot more to go. One of the things that's so tough about dieting is there's too much advice. A million different websites and a million different diet plans, when what you really need is one diet plan, yours. That's where Noom comes in. Noom uses psychology and your own unique biological factors that affect weight loss to help you develop a weight loss plan customized for you. To date, Noom has helped more than 5 million people lose weight. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. Active first-time Noom users lose an average of 15 pounds in 15 weeks, and 95% of customers say that Noom is a good long-term solution. This is based on a 3.5-year study of actively engaged Noom users with a minimum starting BMI of 25. Individual results may vary. Visit our website for more information. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com and experience Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Our next Reddit post is from Lightwell. When I was in junior high, I was a poor kid living in a highly affluent area. I was one of like 10 poor kids in the entire school. Everyone else had doctors and lawyers and CEOs for parents. The schools were so well-to-do that there wasn't even a free or reduced lunch program. Parents, actual parents, made meals to bring to school for the kids who just didn't have any lunches. They did it every day. And these weren't just simple cheese sandwiches either. They were full-on meals with sides, desserts, and drinks. One time I got a lunch with this puffed corn thing called Pirate Booty, and I complained that the Pirate Booty sucked. The social worker who handed them out said that she would tell the parents. I've regretted that for the last 20 years. I was a spoiled little bastard. These parents made free lunches for other people's kids, and I complained. I still regret it to this day. OP, we've all been there. I think there are those times when you're like trying to go to bed at night and you close your eyes, and then suddenly just this memory of this stupid, idiotic thing that you did when you were little just pops into your head and you just cringe at yourself. Just look at it this way, OP. There is zero chance that anyone can live their entire life without doing anything they regret. We've all said dumb things, done dumb things, and thought dumb things, so don't be too harsh on yourself. For example, let me tell you one of my cringy stories that I look back on, and it's just so awkward and so dumb. And it's not even a big deal. I don't even know how entertaining this story is going to be, but every time I think about it, I just cringe. Okay, so high school graduation. We're in this like big gymnasium where we had the actual celebration, the event. And afterwards, the kids kind of like gathering around and they're just sort of socializing after the event. And there's this woman who works at the school and she's handing out slices of cakes. And they have way too much cake. You can tell just by looking that there's like 10 cakes and each cake has maybe like 50 slices. So that's 500 slices of cake. And there's only like, you know, 200 or 300 kids around. You can tell immediately that they have a cake surplus. And me, I'm just riding high. I'm really excited. Also, you should know that I have a sweet tooth. So I really, really love sweets, desserts, sugary foods. Even as an adult, I still really love that stuff. So this woman shaves off this tiny little slice, which to me upset me a little bit because she was cutting bigger slices for other people. So she cuts me this little slice and she hands it to me. And I'm like, come on, give me more cake than that. And she was a really nice, polite old lady. And she was like, well, you know, not everyone has gotten cake yet, so let's make sure that everyone gets a slice first, then we can look at getting you a second slice. I say, fine, take the cake and leave. I bite into the cake, and it's the most disgusting, overly sugary, like flavorless, just awful cake that I've ever had in my entire life. Imagine taking a tub of lard, scooping it out into the shape of a cake, and then just covering it with sugar. That's what it tasted like. Just disgusting. So I quickly found a trash can, tossed it out, and just went on with my day. Except, like 15 minutes later, I had all but forgotten about this. And this nice old lady specifically comes to me with another slice of cake, and she's like, here you go, sweetie. Everyone's gotten another slice now, so I wanted to make sure that you got a slice. And I was like, thanks, ma'am. I appreciate it. She turned around and walked off. All right, so here I am with an even bigger slice of cake that I have zero interest in because it's disgusting. So I'm next to this open room, and there's basically nothing in this room except for a single table. So I quickly duck into the room, put the cake on the table, and just turn around and leave. And as I was leaving, that old lady was walking past me with some supplies that I guess she was going to store in that room. So she saw me abandon the slice of cake, which I know that she would have had to recognize because she's a lady cutting all the cakes and she cut me an extra big slice. So she went through all the trouble of first being considerate to everyone there, then specifically hunting me down after everyone got a slice and giving me an extra slice. And the first thing I did was just abandon the slice of cake and she caught me within, I don't know, 10, 15 seconds. I felt so bad because she was so nice. I was just being like a little entitled little turd for no reason. So anyways, that's what keeps me up at night. One of my countless, awkward, cringy memories that keeps me from falling asleep because I can't let go of awkward, cringy things from my past. How about you guys down in the comment? Let me know a cringy story from your past that your brain just won't let you forget. Sometimes I feel like if we ever got to the point in like modern technology where you could just delete memories from people's brains, then that person would make an absolute fortune from people just erasing awful, cringy, embarrassing memories from their past. That and video game fans, because video game players could play their favorite video game, delete the memories of that video game, and then just play it again over and over and over for the rest of their life, because that's what gamers would love. Room for rent. You'd be living with a family with young kids. Rent includes one furnished bedroom, Wi-Fi, utilities, and food. We ask that you help with household duties and babysitting, such as tidying the kitchen and living room each evening and two evenings of babysitting. Females only. We prefer French speakers because our kids are in French immersion.
Our house is on the beach in Kids Point. We have 4 chickens, 2 beehives, a greenhouse, and a fabulous vegetable garden.
It's an unbeatable location, directly across the street from the beach and close to trendy shops and restaurants.
This is for $1,000 a month rent.
So you have to pay $1,000 a month of rent and clean their house and watch their kids?
And weirdly, they only want a woman who speaks French, so I have to wonder if they expect you to dress up in some French maid costume.
So, like, let's be clear. There are people who come to your house, clean everything, watch your kids, and live there. Except they don't pay rent. You pay them because it's a live-in nanny.
Our next Reddit post is from Controverse. So I work at a strawberry stand. I drive to the farm every morning and collect trays and trays of strawberries to sell for the day. It's about a 15-minute drive there, a 15-minute drive back, and it helps expand the area that the farm can sell to. The deal at my stand is 2 baskets of strawberries are 5 pounds, and 1 basket is 3 pounds. This is obviously to push the upsell a little. Everything's going well for the day, and then someone who I can only describe as an alpha Karen approaches the stand.
1 basket of strawberries, please. Here's 2 pounds and 50 pence.
Sorry, but it's 3 pounds for a basket of strawberries.
But at the farm, it's 2 pounds and 50 cents, and these are the same strawberries, are they not?
I explain that the extra 50 cents is for me. It helps towards collecting, selling, wages, gas, equipment, etc. I never thought it was a big deal. The Alpha Karen demands that because she knows the farm, I should sell it to her for 250. Now, I don't usually mind helping out if someone is short on change or something, but this lady was just awful, so I was a little annoyed at this point. I'm sorry, but if you want these strawberries for 250, then you'll have to go to the farm.
I'll tell my husband about this.
This Alpha Karen storms over to her husband, throws the car keys at him, and demands that he drives 15 minutes to the farm and 15 minutes back to pay 50 cents less for a freaking basket of strawberries. She waited at the pub opposite my stand and had a drink outside while staring me down for an awkward half an hour or so until her poor husband returned with the strawberries. Alright, I don't know how much gas costs for driving 30 minutes, but I'm pretty confident that it's more than 50 cents. So she wasted her money, wasted her time, as well as her husband's time, and also spent the extra money that it cost to buy the drink at that pub. All to, what, spite OP who genuinely didn't care at all? Honestly, I think that OP got more enjoyment from her trying to spite OP and making herself miserable than just walking away. That was r/choosingbeggars, and if you like this content, you can sponsor my podcast to unlock extra episodes. Also, be sure to follow my podcast because I put out new Reddit podcast episodes every single day.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.